and welcome. My name is Veronica Conway, and we are here with a case study around sales blitzing and sales blitzes. And I am really excited, so I want to welcome you to this brief case study. And I want to welcome one of my favorite people, really, in the whole world, brilliant entrepreneur, generous, thoughtful human being, funny man. He's really one of my favorite people. And so we're going to talk to him today a little bit about a recent experience that he had with me as a client with a sales blitz, so that you can understand for yourself and for your organization what sales blitzes can do. So Everett Hamilton, I am so excited to be having this conversation with you today. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm actually excited, and especially after that introduction, I almost didn't recognize the person.
Sometimes we.
I was looking around, going like, "Who is that person?" But no, thank
right.
you. You're very kind, and I take the compliment on. And I'm excited to be here and give people a little bit of an idea of our process and the progress that I have made and
yes.
my company's made.
Yes, that person's you. Sometimes when the world is crazy and on fire, as it is these days, we forget who we are, but I never forget who you are. So honored to have you here. So just say a little bit about your name again and say the company that you run and how long you've been in business.
So again, it's Everett Hamilton, Octane Public Relations and Advertising. We've been in business for 20 years. We have a very diverse client base. We do a lot of work in the state, local, federal government space, but more recently we've taken on a number of commercial corporate clients.
Got you. Right. And it's always amazing to talk to somebody that's been in business 20 years, right? I've been in business 20 years too. And so, you know, I always say, when you are new and unseasoned in business, you have a lot of opinions, but when you're a veteran, you have battle scars, right? 20 years in business,
yeah.
you get a lot of battle scars, so it's hard-won wisdom. So that's what we're really here to talk about today, is some of your hard-won wisdom, and just, you know, to kind of extract some of what you've learned in the journey that we've been in together. So, you know, we've worked together for several years now, and I'm not even sure how long it's been. It's been a long time.
Well, you know,
so,
it's been very transformative work, so that always takes a minute or two.
Yes, it does. So talk a little bit about just your off-the-cuff impression of working with me, like why you first came to me and what's been just kind of the high level of what's changed as a result of our work together.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the exciting things, and I think all entrepreneurs will know this, is that when you're in business, you're always creating. And so you're either creating a new product, you're creating synergy with your clients, you're creating, this wonderful, amazing team of people that work with you and your company. I've been really proud of that for 20 years at Octane. But along that journey, you always know that you can do more, you can create more, you can have more of an impact, you can diversify your business. There's always this sort of more that you want to stretch towards. And
yes.
I think that's really been where you've come in to help me. Sometimes, you know, we get stuck looking at the
yep.
small picture of our company or just focused on a particular issue, when oftentimes we need to step back and we kind of need support in stepping
yeah.
back to look at these larger issues and to get us unstuck.
Yeah.
And you've been my support partner all these years, that as a challenge comes up, sort of figuring out a way to pivot, a new perspective, to really
yeah.
come in and to solve those challenges along the way. And that, you know, kind of brings me to business development. Octane has always been that company that we've always had clients. We've always had the right staff in place. But I've always known that we could lean into more growth. And that's yes. sort of the more recent challenge that I brought to you, which is, you know, how do we continue to grow, but at a more accelerated pace, if you will.
Right. And I love what you're saying about the perspective, right? Because I think that right now in 2020, we're moving into 2021, given what's happened in the world, I think perspective is everything for an entrepreneur, right? Because we can get real myopic about what's in front of us because we've been in lockdown and we've in the travel restrictions and everything's changed. And so we can get real tunnel vision.
And also a lot of fear. Because
correct.
You know, people's businesses have literally changed overnight. So that
right.
used to be sort of a cliche. Now it is
right.
a reality. And so, you know, when your business changes overnight or the business environment, it causes fear and panic. And I think we all know that that's when we make the worst decisions, you know,
right.
when we're in panic mode or when we're fearful. It's again, it's always great to have somebody that has a different perspective and can help you kind of navigate with what something that's now a much more complicated business
mm-hmm.
and professional growth
right.
environment. I mean, it you know, what we thought it was at our hardest a year or two or three ago.
Right.
Now
right.
it's at times it can feel crushing, you know, and all of us are kind of depressed. I mean, I spend a lot of time with trying to figure out how to keep my team motivated.
Yeah.
You know, people want to now actually come into the office because they miss that face-to-face interaction. You know, imagine how you create and extend a business development network. I mean, you know, we're used to, you know, going to a reception or a networking event or meeting someone at a conference. I mean, so there's been this sort of business development playbook that we've had for so many years,
mm-hmm.
and now it's all virtual. You know, now
right.
you are taking people from an initial, you know, a meeting or acquaintance through a contract, and you may never meet them. I mean, we've just signed a new
right.
client. We've never met each other other than
right.
through a Zoom call. I mean, that's
right.
kind of weird because you always meet your client or prospect
right.
at some point
right.
through that sales process.
Right.
And I mean, that's just another thing in 2020 we, you know, we've got to
the
learn
normal.
To deal with and to get used to. So,
right.
to say that's
new
been
normal.
Interesting here is a statement.
Yeah. Right. 2020, man. Everybody was like, really? Is this? This was not on my 2020 bingo card, but yet here we are. So let's talk about that in terms of business development and like the sales blitz specifically, because that is it. That really is a virtual business development machine.
Right.
Right. That's really
absolutely.
What it is. And so talk a little bit about where you were. We did a sales blitz a few weeks ago that you worked. We worked privately with your company on that. And
right.
so where were you pre-blitz, emotionally, motivation, the process to sell, right? Where were you before?
I all over the place. That's kind of
right.
a real honest assessment. And so all over the place in terms of not knowing who your prospects are, not having a pipeline in place, not having materials to help you sell, not having a sales pitch. I think we have relied on those things happening organically. And for so many business people, it happens organically. But when you are trying to sort of turbocharge the organic part of it, has to sort of fade away. And you have to become, you know, very focused, very intentional. You know, you have
strategic.
To do planning. Yeah,
right.
you have to be very
more strategic.
And so,
yes.
So instead, we were all over the place, but still signing on new accounts and new clients and moving into different areas. But as I said, I got to the point where I said, you know, I really want to turbocharge this. I want to take all these great things that we're doing in the company. And I wanted to be solutions for other business segments, new
mm-hmm.
industries, new people, to really address what's going on in the world. You know, we social equity, politics, equality, fairness. I mean, you know, all of those things are happening around us. Health, and they're taking on a new dimension. And I know that my company has the solutions to support companies as they navigate this new environment. And so for me, it was, how do I now take all of this sort of 20 years of know-how and expertise and really channel it in a way that brings new opportunities to the company?
I love that. So it's like a major pivot. But, you know, it's like everybody has to be agile now, right? We have to pivot pretty rapidly, but with sustainability, right? And so it's taking all that know-how, all that expertise, all of your human resource, because you've got an amazing team,
right?
And redirecting it and focusing it in a way that it's like it honors the skill, capacity, the expertise, the experience, the seasoning, right? That you
right.
have as a 20-year entrepreneur.
And so, Veronica, the only thing that I would add to that is, I think a number of companies know that we have to be agile and be able to pivot. But I think what is missing is the framework within to do all of that. And I think that's what, as a matter of fact, I know that what was missing from my company. You know, I can spot a trend, but if you don't have a framework in place, if you don't have a set of intentions and goals and operations in place, then you can't take advantage of that new environment or that pivot that you have to make. And that's kind of what the sales blitz did. It made us just sit down and do the hard work of putting those things in place. And so now I have an environment that we've created that when we see a new opportunity, we know where to go to get it. We know how to log it into a customer relation management system. We know how to follow up. I know who to assign it to in my company to do certain pieces of it. So all of those things are now in place or falling into place. And the result of that, quite frankly, is we've already probably added about $350,000, $400,000, and I'm deadly serious to our bottom line just since we started this, 4 or 5 weeks ago. So
amazing, amazing.
It worked.
Can you talk a little bit about, I want to peel this back a little bit, because I think that companies don't understand necessarily, I want to talk about three areas. So it'll be emotional and behavioral. You know, everybody's working at home, right? Nobody's watching like per se, like in an office. So there's an emotional behavioral rhythm that we get into, when we're working from home, right? And we can get stuck there. And then that translates into operational. So can you talk a little bit about what needed to shift that the sales blitz may have sort of, you know, launched or given you a new framework? Just the emotional behavioral stuff that was going on that shifted. I think that's an important piece that sometimes companies miss. Like, your people have to be in the emotional, behavioral, habitual pattern to really perform. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really interesting also that this happened during COVID, because one of the things that COVID has kind of forced me and my company to do is to really rely on technology more than we ever had. So, I mean, we still had paper running around my office. When you're now working from home and you are working virtually with the various teams or with your clients, you have to really sort of organize around technology in a different way. And so, that was the first pivot for me, is to kind of get rid of the fear and to welcome in the technology. What it also did was it sort of stripped away what I kind of like to call the smoothing and the personality of business development, and just focus on, you know, here's a solution to a pain point that a company has. So in other words, you know, I didn't have to worry about, you know, putting on a suit and having this great presentation, because now everybody is working in an environment where you got to get to the point. You got to get from here's my pain point to here's the solution. And so in some instances, it actually made it a little bit easier because, I mean, it took away some of the bullshit of selling, quite frankly.
Right. It's just a bear. Like, it's like this is the skeleton of it.
Yeah, it shifted it completely. It's about, listen, here's my problem, Everett Octane. How can you help me solve it? And I don't care what your suit looks like, and I don't care about your presentation.
Right.
I just need to know what the solution is. But I think with anyone and people who do selling, there certainly is sort of the emotion of, you know, are they going to find our service of value when it's time to talk about cost? How is that conversation going to go? So, you know, you always make up these stories about how you're going to be perceived, really from an emotional standpoint.
Right. Fear and doubt.
Right. Exactly. And so when you're doing a blitz, you kind of take some of that out of your head, which is probably sometimes the worst place for it to be, and you put it on paper or you put it into a system. You put it on your computer screen, you put it into a system. And so once you do that, it sort of strips some of the emotion away from it. And as I said, I mean, clients, you know, they now have to make decisions differently. So I think they're really more ready for this environment. What I'm finding is everybody's tired. We're tired of working so hard. Yeah. I mean, my team and I have worked harder from home than we ever have going into the office every day. And talking on the phone and being on Zoom calls. And so what that means is you really have to get to the point and to the solution very quickly. And they're like sort of primed and ready for, you know, they're not having to sit and think and mull over. It's actually a shorter selling process.
Yeah, because it's more essential, right? There's more essence of it. And I think that's just going to be true going forward. Like, I think that so many things that we thought were really important and necessary are just accoutrements, right? And now we're under the bare essence, right? And so one of the things that I remember happened on our blitz is that, you know, because sometimes blitz is when you just go and you say, I'm just going to go sell. I'm just going to pick up the phone. I'm going to start calling. Then what pops up, right, are all the operational things that were sort of breakdowns or challenges or things that had gone unaddressed previously, and those get surfaced, right? And then you have awareness like, oh, I've got to operationalize these things and systematize these things so that I can function with greater agility and fluidity in the future. Can you talk a little bit about that process? Like, because in the moment it's sort of like, oh, damn, this is
messed up. Yeah, it is in the moment. So here's what I decided to do, and it was an intentional decision. I decided to cheat. And what I mean by deciding to cheat is that I decided to sell, and then fix the systems so that they could catch up with the selling. And I think what happens, and I know
love that.
What happens is that I think that I have to have like this perfect product, I have to have this perfect CRM, and I have to have all these wonderful things in place. And once they're in place, then I can go and sell. And it's really just a stalling because you don't want to invest emotionally in the process of selling. And so when you're selling, making calls, setting appointments, I mean, because that's what we did every hour. We take out our list. We call out people. We send emails. We were getting appointments. We were getting calls, you know. And then, you know, I would realize, oh, my goodness, who's going to write a proposal? Who's going to work on the deck? We don't have a capability statement that's up to date. You know, who? All of those things were happening as I'm out there making, you know, who's going to keep up with the news, my calendar for the follow through. And so, as I said, I just decided to cheat. And, you know, I was literally sending out emails to staff members. Okay, you're now in charge of this. Okay, you're now going to do that. And so, you kind of make up part of that as you go along, knowing
right.
that at some point you are going to have to like really focus in on it and resolve it. But it's not used as a sort of a stumbling block to getting
right.
you started with the selling.
Right. You book the gig, get the band, right? And right. And so
and
you
figure
go,
out the
and you
put, later.
That's right.
You
and you, so you put your
a,
butt
you
on you put your
win.
Butt on the mat.
You
put your butt on the mat because you trust yourself to fulfill on what you say you're going to do, right? And we as entrepreneurs
right.
and salespeople inside of organizations, right? We know we're going to fulfill on it, but a lot of times it's just crossing over that threshold of saying, you know what, I'm putting the money on the books. I'm closing the deal.
Right.
I'm making that call. I'm making that, right? And then you can always backfill it, but you can spend your life wandering in the desert of operationalizing,
correct.
And never get on the phone. But if you get on the phone, you rise to the occasion of making the sale, and you'll operationalize
right.
on the back end.
Right.
Yes.
And you also create this momentum that
yes.
makes the next call easier.
Yes.
You kind of learn something in the exchange that makes the exchange easier for the next person. And at least in all industries are different, and the selling process is different across industries. So mine is
mm-hmm.
a little bit longer. I just can't pick
mm-hmm.
up a phone, and I guess I'd like
right.
for that to be the case. But to pick up and the sale happens, I mean, there's a process that gets
right.
me to that.
There's a sales cycle, right.
There's a sales cycle. But again, what I found is that, when you initiate that first step, then the other
yes.
steps kind of start to line up for you.
Yes.
Or, let me put people in place to help drive that sales process forward also. And that was part of what I like to call my cheating. I decided, you know what, I can't do all of this. I can make the first call or set up the first meeting. But then there are other things that other people in my company are actually more qualified to do, and I should lean
yes.
into that support for them.
Beautiful.
And that's what
beautiful.
I did.
Beautiful. So you've got the momentum. You've got more systems in place and more operations in place. You said you put $350,000 or so on the books. What do you think is going to be the overall number once you – right, because you have longer sales cycles. I know some stuff that you're going to put on the books for next year that sort of surfaced during the blitz. Do you have a sense of like what the upside potential is? And, we just did
our
4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, our goal was 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I feel comfortable we can get to that. I mean, the only downside is that life gets in the way, business gets in the way, holidays
mm-hmm.
get in the way. And so
you
always sort of need to be in a blitz mentality in
yeah.
that that you've got to find that day, that couple of hours where you can just, plow through your pipeline or prime your pipeline. But you do have to make sure that you have some blitz focused time. Now, we spent an entire day. Some
yeah.
people can't find an entire day, but I mean, if you can just put an hour to a week, and what that of course always will do is that then gives you momentum to add an additional hour the next week. And there's
right.
nothing like making a sale or coming close to a sale to give you sort of that final push to make the next.
Yes.
Sale.
Yes. Good. So what would you say for anybody that's considering this for their sales team and their organization, their company, what would you say to them about your experience and just what they should do? What advice do you have for them about engaging
yeah,
this process?
First of all, I am supportive of engaging in the process, and this isn't that's not going to be our last time. I mean, I think we are going to always do, quarterly refreshers and whatnot. So obviously I recommend it, but I would also say is, you do have to think about, you do have to do some prep work in terms of thinking
yeah.
about your company, what is its position in the marketplace, what differentiates, your company and its services from your competitors, think about your pricing, think about your support staff, not in a way that overwhelms you, but in a way
right.
that kind of arms you with facts. so that when you start the process can evolve more naturally, and you not have these stumbling blocks.
We're gonna when I package this up, we're gonna do a toleration blitz before they do the sales blitz, so that they can get all that stuff handled pre-sales blitz, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much. Where can they find you? Give us your your website details.
You can find us at octanepublicrelations.com, and we are always looking forward to helping individuals and organizations with strategic and integrated communication strategies.
Yay. I'm so happy that we got to have this. Thank you so much. I know you've been really busy
Veronica.
Business and family. You're one of my favorite people on earth, Everett Hamilton. Yay. I'm so grateful. Okay, so you, for those of you that are listening, you know what to do. You can reach out to me, veronicaprivatemail@gmail.com, and we can have a conversation about how sales blitzes may be very powerful in your business, in your organization. This is Veronica Conway signing off for now.